This nation is indeed a sick nation, perishing by the moment.
So there is no question about faith. But faith without works is dead. Faith that doesn't work is dead, and faith without works is dead. And we feed our people, and we live together as they did on the day of Pentecost. If you don't have any income in our church, or if you have too little income, we have 70 different homes in which we all live as it was on the day of Pentecost. We all share and have all things common. If somebody only has $50 and somebody else makes $400, we share and we all eat as they did and was revealed in the church on the apostolic day. Say, what does it mean to have all things common? It means you don't have to worry anymore. It means when all people are one family, as they were when the church was conceived and was in inception on the day of Pentecost, when you are together as one, you don't have to worry anymore. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry no more. Now listen to them talk about 60 million Americans about to lose their homes. I listened to 80% of the black people that owned property in 1945 have either lost it or it's going into receivership in the mortgage banks. I listened to 15 million people that are starving to death. I didn't hear it from some newspaper. I heard it from the heads of the government of the United States today. I listened to them talk about planned takeovers. I listened to them to talk about it like it was just an ordinary Sunday school picnic. And you don't have to be very involved to realize it's in your newspapers. Task Force warns nation to get ready for riots and to get ready for martial law and to get ready for concentration camps. This is in the Hearst Press just this week. Get ready for identification marks to be put on your body and an identification number even necessary tattooed on you like the, our corporations have done in the Union of South Africa. Say, America wouldn't do that. Don't talk to me about what America would not do. We're doing it in the Union of South Africa. We rule that country now. Ford and all those DuPonts and Rockefeller, they're running the Union of South Africa. And our black and brown and poor people cannot even be out after sundown. And there's a tattoo on their arm. And if they don't show that tattoo, they go to jail. So what's that got to do with us? Because the same corporations that rule this country, the same megalomaniacs, the same elitists, the same ruling class, Ford, DuPont, Chrysler, General Motors, they're running the show over there. And if they will do that for our people over there, they'll do it here when the trouble comes. It's wonderful to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Say, it's uncomfortable, but it also sets you free. But to hear that kind of thing coming out of the mouth of the government leaders, and to hear them say, we have no answers. To hear the head of housing, and to hear the head of welfare, the president's appointments, and to hear the presidential secretary say, there is no answer. Said, we can't have housing, and we're not going to be able to have enough food, and enough shelter, and medicine. We're not going to be able to give it to the people. Something's wrong. Something's corrupt. Spiritual wickedness in high places. They're afraid to say it. They buy you and they buy me if we could be bought. But some of us have been purchased with a price. And we are not going to be kinship with this world. Our God is not flesh and blood, but it's spiritual. It's the ideal. It's Pentecostal socialism. We're not going to be oppressed by the tyranny of all the oppressive riches. It is written, the love of money is the root of all evil. You're going to get the truth tonight if it kills you, because it's already crucified me. Hallelujah. I'm crucified with Christ. I'm crucified with Pentecostal socialism. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in this body. It's not a mortal you're looking at tonight. It's not carnality you're looking at tonight, but you're looking at the hundredfold, the very spirit and the actual conscious presence of a living God.